move into a position of comfort so we may listen and learn. On Good Day, Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, along with Dr. Jay Kumar, who is here to help us celebrate our lives as we climb one step at a time. You get up to the top of the mountain by moving one step after the other. Even if you're running. Last week in Israel, Jay, we went up to Masada. I don't know if you've ever been in Israel or went. There's a great story, historical story, Masada, a movie that was made about it 25, 30 years ago. But it really is there's an awesome sort of anecdotal correlation with something like that and what goes on in general in order to encourage your own success. You have to think about it as reaching the goal one step at a time. If you worry about getting all the answers, fixing all the problems, doing everything at once, you will do nothing. You need to have a clear idea of what your goal is and how you move toward it. And I find a lot of people in life, I wonder how you do in your consulting, talking to people all the time, people who are procrastinators. You got a difficult problem, instead of taking it head on, well, that doesn't need to be dealt with today, we'll do it tomorrow. And so if you don't move toward action and don't make something happen on the problem today, then you'll have to take two steps tomorrow. I wonder the analogy there. You have a great way of dealing with people and the things that are in the way of their being successful. Does any of this ring a bell?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I want to say, firstly, it's great to be back on the show again. I know it's been a while, and I apologize for my absence these past few weeks. And I'm delighted to hear you had a great time in Israel. I was following your Facebook posts and just catching you.
There are pictures of me today. Some of the pictures. We have, I think, some new posts of the pictures of me with a camel.
Yeah,
that was my favorite one.
You always, like, I don't know who was more surprised to see each other, you or the camel.
Yeah, I think it may be.
A look of, like, shock on your face.
Right.
Like, who's that? What's that?
Get out of my
face. Yeah, did you see the look on the camel? Face?
Yeah, I know. Like, who is more shocked to see the other? I don't know.
Yeah.
Younger the camel. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you had a great time in Israel. I've never been. I want to go.
It's one of the places,
my top five list of places I want to hit sometime soon. But I like the analogy you said about Masada and the mountain.
Just out of curiosity, Jay, what are 4, 3, 2, and 1 if Israel's number 5?
Pardon me? Israel's number 5. Okay. Machu Picchu in Peru. I'm going to be going to Vietnam and Cambodia over the holidays in January, actually. So I've always wanted to see Angkor Wat, which is this big, major complex in Cambodia. Like, it's a 10th century massive complex. I've always wanted to see that. Always wanted to go to Antarctica, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
Just to check it out.
Okay. I was just wondering what was on your list in front of Israel?
His bucket list?
But I think the fifth one would probably, just to get really quick to the point, the fifth one I think would be going to the Amazon. So as well.
Those are on my list.
we have similar tastes, I guess. But
exactly.
I'm going to the Lost Rhino Brewery on Friday night. That's on my top list.
Can I go with you there?
Well.
Yes.
But you know,
I want to do Everest Base Camp.
Life is a journey. Life really is a fun. We can see life as an exotic, fun journey itself.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug said this is a great analogy about getting to the top of the mountain. You get there one step at a time. You know, and there's a really great phrase in the Eastern tradition that says the longest journey begins with one step.
Mm-hmm.
And so you always have. You know, it's always great to have goals. Always great to have intentions, but the way to get there is you don't get frustrated that you're not at your destination. It's all about knowing that take methodical steps one day at a time. Just you go through life, and you know, I love this analogy that we're just saying here. Life really is a wonderful journey.
Mm-hmm.
And not to fear the process of the life itself.
Fear is so debilitating. It is awful.
And so I think the first thing I tell my clients and even my students is that when you're working on a project or a goal, whether it's writing a research paper or working on a big goal you have in life, don't let fear or your, you know, or your own anxiety get in the way of all this.
Right.
You know that you've got a great potential. You've got a dream. You have a vision. Have that be the top of the mountain. And just know that the longest journey all begins with you're taking just one small step.
Now,
if you take one small step every day, eventually you get to the mountain, to the top of the mountain, to the summit.
I would wonder how much of an exercise this would be. Food for thought for a moment. We're talking about moving ahead, addressing things one step at a time. Dr. J. Kumar is here. His website, Dr. J. Kumar, KUMAR.com. I wonder if we could turn this around and if there isn't a lesson here for people who are listening to think. Imagine if you were a writer, if you could do, what is Twitter's 140 words, right?
Yeah,
characters.
140 characters.
Characters.
Yes.
Yeah, characters.
All right. So if you were to use those 140 characters and put down the best thoughts, events, deeds, what was the best of the year 2011 in 140 characters? Is that something that we could start on Twitter? Would that take off?
It happens all the time.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, people talking. Yeah.
Thank you for helping me for that.
No, they're already helping you. They're already talking. Yeah, they definitely do that on Twitter.
Huh.
Well, you know, this actually is a great segue because I think what I'd like to talk about for the rest of the remaining part of the show is what we've been grateful for in 2011 and the power of gratitude. And, you know, I actually just blogged a week ago or so all about the power, the healing power of gratitude. A lot of research has come out in neuroscience and in neuropsychology saying that gratitude and being grateful for all that we have in life, the emotion of gratitude is one of the healthiest and most powerful of human emotions.
Yep. All right. So that's a good thing. Let's focus on what you have gratitude for from 2011. If you want to put that in 140 characters, help yourself at twitter.com/Good Day Show. Dr. J. Kumar is here. Let's talk, speaking about things that we need to do before the end of the year, and we need to move faster on them. If you have a business, a company that gives gifts to your client, if you're eager to have the people who work for you know that you are valued, they are going to receive something of value from you to know that they are of value, then here is something of value. As a matter of fact, this is very valuable. It isn't expensive, but it's protection for your family. When there are problems with the weather, and there have been storms, we've had droughts, there were fires, and all this drives the price of food through the roof, and it's not going to stop this year. I was talking to some of my farmer friends yesterday trying to find some feed, because we've had a horrible year on my farm. I'm going to either have to get rid of some animals or find some feed, because there's just not enough. And as I do a survey around, I find the same thing is true pretty much everywhere. There's no extra feed around, and the same thing applies to humans. There is very little extra, I put that in quotation marks, food around. And so this is a way for you to be prepared and for you to gift something of value to your clients and to your workers. Doug Steffen here with a suggestion. You go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Order 72 hours worth of food for you, for your family, for your friends, for your clients. This shows people you care and you mean something to me. I'm finding you important, so here's something that expresses my appreciation, my concern for your well-being. That's really a cool thing. foodsupplydepot.com/Doug with the greatest, the best, the most, the quality here. This is the most well-prepared food you can't imagine till you try it. These items have a shelf life of 20 years. Can you imagine that? This is food right out of the space program, the way it's prepared, but it's so wonderfully delicious and good for you. If you haven't tasted this stuff, you owe it to yourself to just try one and therefore understand what the value is firsthand. But if time is of the essence for you to get a quality gift for your clients, your friends, go online to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
It's fourth and goal, and they need a touchdown. So, Bill Curry of Boston, Massachusetts, you better go for it, because your wife wants that sapphire and diamond ring for Christmas, and you need to score more than a field goal. Also, could you quit leaving your wet towel on the floor? It's seriously annoying!
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
It's our weekend madness sale at Toys R Us. This Friday and Saturday, save big on the hottest toys. Save up to $70 on top-selling Power Wheels. Hot-selling board games like Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, and more. Only $4.99. Plus 40% off top toys from Lego and Barbie. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get one 50% off all Moshi Monsters. Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be the most valid item purchased. Excluding the price of hours or vary with the Toys R Us details.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes. Green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected. Like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizer, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick?
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings packs. Savings start tomorrow in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
What do you have gratitude for from the year 2011? We have Dr. Jay Kumar here with us. We're going to spend most of the hour talking about that, the brilliance. We all have brilliance, Jay, and I think that's what helps us to, you know, you got to find that brilliance.
Not me.
Yeah.
Come on, Richie, you got it. We all got the brilliance and the light in us.
Yeah, right.
I do. I haven't found it yet.
Well, that's your problem.
It's there. It's just covered. It's just veiled.
That's right.
We got to unveil it.
Yeah. Exactly. And maybe what you do is you imagine yourself, you're just yanking everybody's chain. The thing that is important is to understand what it is. Being a father is probably the number one thing for me, and would be with most thinking parents, I'm going to guess. And what you have gratitude for from this past year is whatever things you did with your children, even if they were sad. Again, back to, we're talking off the air about the passing of Tony, and what that has done in a sense to bring Megan and Brendan and me closer together. Not that we haven't always been close, but now, as Megan said, there are only three of us where there were four.
Yep.
That's an important step to take, realizing what moves you ahead, because that kind of stuff does move you ahead. 21 after on Good Day.
Do you have a gardener who loves tomatoes on your Christmas list? If so, pay close attention because we've got them covered this year. Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kits are now available and make the perfect Christmas gift for gardeners of all ages. Here's why. Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love. These are the old-time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit. Amish Paste, German Pink, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Chocolate Cherry, Green Zebra, Italian Roma, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You also get a $25 jumbo packet of our Christmas slicing mix. And the best part? The highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. But we're not done yet. You'll also receive an Heirloom Solutions gift certificate for $25, a pack of cilantro, even a pack of basil at no additional cost. Over $100 now, just $49.95, and we'll even ship it for free. To order Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kit, go to tomatoloverschristmas.com. That's tomatoloverschristmas.com, or call 800-215-3972. That's 800-215-3972.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Gets us into our discussion of who's having a birthday today, the 15th of December. Ides of December, as I've referred to it several times. So the theme from the Carol Burnett Show gives us cause to think about Tim Conway Sr., who is a well-known actor.
Funny guy, Dorm.
He's a very funny guy. He was in McHale's Navy, the Tim Conway Show, beside being with Carol Burnett. And the Dorf videos that Jennifer is referring to. His son, Tim Conway Jr., does a radio program on KFI in Los Angeles. So, happy birthday to him. Next up, Cindy Birdsong, one of the Bluebells. Patti LaBelle, the Bluebells. She also was with Diana Ross in the Supremes. You may remember that. That's where she got started. Quite a well-known second banana, if you will. She was actually the lead on Love Child, not Diana Ross. Did you know that? She was the lead on Someday We'll Be Together, Deep River Deep Mountain High, for the Four Tops, not Diana Ross. And she's been with, I think she's still touring with Patti LaBelle, even though she was born on this day, 1939, which makes her 72. Is still getting around. Ronnie Spector, 73 or 4, she's still out there.
Wow.
Yeah, still got that voice, too. Matter of fact, Nick Bonacanti, who's a big football player, Richie.
He is a big guy.
Born in the state, 1940. Still around. Do we have some music for Dave Clark? Of course we do.
I'm feeling sad all over, baby, I'm sad all over, baby, I'm
it's glad all over, but I just thought I'd speak to the spirit of the season. Dave Clark, born this day, 1942, started the Dave Clark Five, Bits and Pieces they did with a number one hit, Do You Love Me? This song was number one, everybody knows, Red Balloon, good old rock and roll. And he was a TV producer. Started off life, however, as a stuntman.
Did you know that?
Yep, Dave Clark was originally a stuntman.
The first guy.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. Next up is Carmine Appice. Where do you think Carmine, name like that, comes from? He's got to be...
Carmine.
Huh?
Carmine, is he Italian?
Golly, I wonder. Appice, I think, is how he pronounces his name. Appice.
Is that
maybe
Italian?
Yeah, right. Born in the state, 1946. Mr. Appice is 65. As a member of Vanilla Fudge, had a song, You Keep Me Hanging On, that was big for them. He was the one who wrote the song for Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Really?
Yeah. And he was also in a group called King Cobra, which kind of almost rings a bell with me, but not enough so that I can talk intelligently. Not that that stops me from talking about that.
Doesn't ring a bell with me.
No. All right, so let's move on then, Richie. Don Johnson's birthday is today.
Donnie Wayne Johnson is his real name. Nash Bridges, Miami Vice.
What was it, Miami Vice?
On Miami Vice, that was Tubbs and...
Come on.
Fill in the blank.
Oh. I don't
Crockett.
Remember either.
Crockett. 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 Crockett.
Very good.
Yep. So let's see. He was born 49, so he'd be 62 today. Harley Davidson, the Marlboro Band. Everybody makes fun of that movie, but I'll tell you, it plays everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be in a new movie or a TV show or something.
Yeah,
like
he
son,
is.
Isn't he?
Yeah, we were just talking about him a week or two ago. I forget what it is. Something cool. Shoot, let me look it up real quick. Right. There's something where he'd be really good at it.
Meanwhile, Paul Simonon, the bass player of The Clash.
Yeah.
Since 1977. Back, he was born 1955, so he's 56 today. I actually don't know too much about this group, Richie.
The Clash, it's a British punk rock band.
Is it?
That made it real big into the mainstream. Very good band.
Doug Phelps, who is a singer with Kentucky Headhunters. 51 today. Helen Slater, actress from Chantilly Lace, City Slickers. As I recall, she's quite attractive, I think. She's the person I'm thinking of. So happy birthday. Everybody having a birthday today. Thank you.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
The kick is high, and it is caught near the 5-yard line. Rusty Handlin of Indianapolis, Indiana, you gotta hustle because your wife wants that diamond tennis bracelet for Christmas, and we're way past the 2-minute warning. Also, what's with you leaving your cereal bowls all over? Oh, this isn't a frat house.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Okay, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Check is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out tablets, digital SLR cameras.
Spinning tops?
No, laptops. And e-readers like the new Kindle Fire for just $1.99. Gifts for less. Now, who's with me?
Get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Offer in-store only. Prices go through 12/17.
It's our weekend madness sale at Toys R Us. This Friday and Saturday, save big on the hottest toys. Save up to $70 on top-selling Power Wheels. Hot-selling board games like Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, and more. Only $4.99. Plus 40% off top toys from Lego and Barbie. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get one 50% off all Moshi Monsters. Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be the most valued item purchased. Exclusions of 24 hours or vary with the first time details.
Be super at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. Style and Company Sport Velour Separates now $19.99. Junior's Fine Gauge Sweaters $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings now $299. Take 50% off Club Room and Alfani dress shirts. And 60% off Fun Bella Kitchen Electric. Morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
To a better place here on the Good Day program, where your motivation is one of the most important things we can address. Winning, as Charlie Sheen sort of brought us back around to think about winning. But as you can see with Charlie and others, it comes with scars. A winning is not something that's perfection. You may have tried this past year. Maybe you passed the test. Maybe you didn't quite get there. Life is your classroom, so you feel like you're tested every day, but you've learned a lot. Dr. Jay Kumar is here with us for his regular visit. His website full of things that will be motivationally helpful for you, drjkumar.com. And we've sort of taken on the task of looking back at the year, Jay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been, you know, I like your analogy where you said life is a classroom, because the lessons that we experience in life can be our greatest teachers. And I know personally from you, and I know Roberta and Richie and Charmaine, our listeners, have experienced loss, personal loss from family members this year. And in spite of all the tragedy, or maybe the pain that comes from, you know, just experiencing life, there are a lot of reasons to be grateful for living. And one of those things, that this is the theme for today's show, which I really like that we're doing, is really making a conscious effort to be grateful for all that we have in life. And I want to kind of share with you some really powerful research that's come about in the past year or so to actually indicate that expressing gratitude and giving thanks for what we have in life are one of the most powerful ways to experience authentic health and well-being. And it all boils down to a really simple concept that when you express thanks or give gratitude to all that you have in life, you automatically begin to kind of hit the pause button, if you will, on all the issues in your life that you might find challenging. Because when you kind of hit that pause button, when you remember and recall that, you know what, there's so much to be grateful for, my family, my health, my well-being, just simple things in life, those begin to counter balance, if you will, all the stress and anxiety that we experience. And there's a really interesting notion that we talked about this before, and I touched upon this in previous shows. There is this, we all have these things called mirror neurons in our brain, and I'll kind of remind our listeners and all of you there what that is. They discovered about 15, 20 years ago, neuroscientists did, that we all have these things in our brains called mirror neurons. And what they do is, when I see someone, experiencing certain emotion, whether it's pain or whether it's joy or happiness, I experience that same sensation within myself. My brain will actually fire as if I'm experiencing the same situation myself. So here's what happens. When you give gratitude and when you cultivate an attitude of gratitude or give thanks to all you have, that part of your brain, your mirror neurons, begin to fire. You begin, when you give gratitude and thanks, you are actually connecting to other people. When you say thank you to someone, you are actually looking that person in the eye and giving thanks. That part of your brain, those mirror neurons, begin to fire. And they've actually shown that when you give thanks or gratitude, the really good neurotransmitters that help alleviate stress and anxiety and depression begin to be released into your brain.
Wow.
So there is I just posted, on my Facebook page, Dr. J. Kumar, I posted a full blog article on this, and that was the amazing part. They showed that there's a part of your brain, it's called the left prefrontal cortex. I don't want to get too technical here, but they've actually shown through fMRIs that the left prefrontal cortex, when you express gratitude and thanks and just appreciate all you have in life, that part of your brain begins to fire. That's the same, and here's the kicker, that's the same part of your brain that is responsible for love and compassion.
Oh.
Is there any difference with keeping a gratitude journal, Jay, or just self-talking?
Oh, no, I think that's great. You know, I think you're spot on there, Jennifer, is that you really, writing down, this is kind of the second point I was going to make, is that making a list, I love the gratitude journal, you know, or just having three things in your life, you can write it down, type it into your cell phone, have it in a journal next to your bed, put it on your desk at your office. It could even just be a photo. You're seeing your family, seeing your dog. Having that visual recognition of what you are grateful for helps to cope with all the anxiety and stress that we sometimes experience in life.
Did you notice during November, Jay, because of Thanksgiving, there was this big thing going on Facebook where people were writing down one thing that they were thankful for every day between the 1st of November and the end of the month.
Well, yeah.
And it couldn't repeat. It had to be something new every day. I don't know if you noticed that, but
great exercise.
That's a really cool thing to use Facebook for, actually.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I totally agree with you. You know, social media is a powerful vehicle to collectively, as you know,
dear Facebook, I'm thankful for all of my virtual friends. As I have
yeah, exactly. Many of whom I've never met in real life.
Right. Wish they'd send Christmas cards.
I'm sending thanks from my basement that I never leave.
Yeah.
I know. But
we're talking about the. Hold on a second, Jay. We're talking about being grateful. What are your grateful moments in your exercise of looking back at the year 2011? What will you be thinking about? Use that 140 characters, if you will, and express your gratitude. Dr. J. Kumar is a blessing. We're always happy to have him here talking with you about things that maybe you're in the crevices of your mind. So these conversations bring them to the surface of the mind for you, which is a cool thing. More from Dr. Kumar in just a moment. 20 before the hour on Good Day.
Be super at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. Style & Company Sport Velour Separates now $19.99. Junior's Fine Gauge Sweaters $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings now $299. Take 50% off Clubroom and Alfani dress shirts. And 60% off fun Bella Kitchen Electrics. Morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's our weekend madness sale at Toys R Us. This Friday and Saturday, save big on the hottest toys. Save up to $70 on top-selling Power Wheels, Hot best-selling board games like Shoots and Ladders, Candyland, and more, only $4.99. Plus 40% off top toys from Lego and Barbie. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get one 50% off all Moshi Monsters. Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be equivalent to valued item purchased. Exclusion of 24 hours or varying with the Toys R Us details.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Even as unemployment remains high, one company has helped over 500 people start new careers as professional truck drivers. Nationwide trucking company Conway Freight recently turned out its 500th graduate of a no-cost training program where students can earn a living while they train. At its own network of 84 driving schools across the country, Conway provides free training that can cost up to $5,000 at a commercial for-profit school. Students earn a paycheck working part-time while they're trained and have a job waiting for them upon graduation. Conway Freight Vice President of Safety, Bob Petrancosta.
We need qualified drivers, and with so many people out of work, we wanted to create an attractive program that would bring people into the profession. We're investing in people, creating good jobs and safe drivers, and they're the key to providing great service to our customers.
For information about future driving school programs, call 1-734-757-1294 or visit con-way.com/careers. I'm Lee Shepard.
Buy your book at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Savings start tomorrow in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
La, 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 la.
You're so funny.
I love it when you finish commercials.
I love it.
Yeah, 17 before the hour. What'd you say, Jay?
No, I love the fact that, you know, I'm grateful, Doug, for your light and your humor that you bring to everyone, that you bring to everyone every day.
See that, yeah, Richie?
Well, I'm grateful, too.
He's only here once a week, Doug.
But, Jay, I have to fix the other stuff as well. So
I get the light silliness
along with the other stuff that I have to fix with
it. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so we're into motivation. We want you to think back to last Monday, to last month, the whole year. What are you most grateful for? Jay is helping us find the good side, as he suggested. We all learn from our experiences. You don't need him to tell you that. You probably know that yourself. But you put them all together and sort of, in a manner of speaking, catalog the things. And I would have to say that many times we will be sad when going through these things, but then you take what there is, especially if somebody you loved passed. What are you most grateful about in terms of that person? If you asked me that about Tony, I would tell you Brendan and Megan. So, and that was, you know, not only in the year 2011, but all the way back to 1973. But I'm also, I mean, I'd go back to 1971 when I met Tony, and what she brought into my life, which, you know, in most cases wouldn't have happened without her. I mean, something else might have happened. But that isn't what happened.
But
she's what happened.
Jay used
the term. Yeah, well, you know, the best thing to do this time of year, it's the holiday, we're approaching to the end of the year, and the New Year's coming up. I like this whole thing, you know, this whole concept that, you know, we're all talking about here today is like cultivating gratitude. You know, and you, Doug, just mentioned a really great point. You had a really profound loss a few weeks ago. But out of that, you can see and you're choosing to find the gratitude and the thing, and giving thanks to all that Tony provided and gave to you and to your children in life. That's that one thing. You know, being able to express that gratitude is, as I said earlier, is really one of the most healthy ways to experience wealth, you know, well-being, and just experience more joy in this time of year. This is a really stressful time of year for many people. And it's as I said earlier, when you go into this space of gratitude, you hit the pause button.
Isn't it interesting, though, that we go back and reflect on that loss and bring up Rich's father passed away as well a few months ago. And so, you know, you have to, but if people of consciousness will go back to that and think, I mean, even from the get-go, Richie's first, the first thing Rich said to me when I called him was his father just found out some really detrimental stuff as far as his health was concerned, and he probably would have lasted another year or so were it not for something else that happened. And, you know, so the thing he said to me is, I'm glad he went like that.
Quick, I mean,
bing, bang, boom, it was over.
Listen, you know, Jay used the term tragic when it comes to loss. It wasn't tragic. It was great that he didn't suffer, that he went out on his terms. And Tony the same way. Tony decided, I'm not going to do this
anymore.
And
3 days she was dead.
Right.
And so
she went out on her terms. That's something you celebrate. You don't you don't grieve over that.
Right. And you know what?
Loss.
Be grateful for like the your loved ones didn't experience the pain and suffering that could have been there.
Well, she had plenty of that. But you know what also? Here's the thing that's the cruncher here. You got to make this not about you.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is about that. When you lose somebody like that, okay, this is what they gave to you, so you get that part of it.
They're okay.
But, yeah, I mean,
you know, what gratitude does, it really has this powerful, strong effect. Its ability to connect us and, you know, to other people.
Yeah.
When we express thanks, we acknowledge the actions of others. Being grateful really allows us to expand our thoughts away from our own individual concerns, our drama, you know, so that we can remember the greater happiness and joy that abounds all around us.
Yeah.
That's what gratitude does. And getting back to the neuroscience of this, they've actually now shown at the University of Miami and also UC Davis here in California, they've done a number of studies that show that people who express and cultivate gratitude, whether it's through a gratitude journal or just saying thank you, those people tend to have more developed parts of their brain. It's one part of the brain in particular, the left prefrontal cortex, which is the same part of the brain that's responsible when we experience deep, profound states of love and compassion.
Yeah.
So, the benefit of that in turn is that these neurotransmitters get released and secreted from the brain into our bloodstream that, you know, that stave off and kind of, you know, ward away the stress and depression, anxiety.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier, this is a really stressful time for you. You know, this could be a really stressful time for you right now.
Mental health stuff.
Yeah. So just
adjustment this time of year is very important.
And so the final thing I'll say is being grateful for what you have right now in life enables you to experience all the gratitude that's going to be coming your way and all the abundance that's going to be coming your way in 2012.
So that's it. Open the door for 2012 with this activity, focusing back on what you're grateful for from 2011. So there's some great advice. DrJQMar.com. Jay, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for your insight and your love and common sense, because we can all use it. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Buy your book at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Savings start tomorrow in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale of
gratitude. Do that. What's your gratitude? What's your
thankful for?
On Twitter. Yeah, right. Exactly. For you guys. I'm thankful for all of you. 51 after on Good Day.
Just a little
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
A federal government shutdown? Here we go again with Ron Paul making some noise about this. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Yes, we've been down this road before. You will have an overwhelming sense of deja vu when you hear this. The federal government could shut down at the end of this week if Congress can't reach a spending agreement. The deal is being held up in the ongoing dispute over extending payroll tax cuts. The two sides are stuck on just how to pay for the extension. President Obama has warned that struggling families could lose up to $1,000 next year without an extension of the so-called payroll tax holiday. So will all of this really lead to a government shutdown? Republican Congressman Ron Paul of Texas, who also happens to be running for president, says probably not.
It hasn't happened in a long, long time, so I don't think it's in the interest of either party to do it, so they'll probably come up with some compromise at midnight, and settle the argument.
Paul went on to say that Congress just doesn't know how bad the problem is.
We're bankrupt, and yet we're preparing ourselves through the Federal Reserve to bail out all of Europe.
And speaking of Ron Paul, his numbers are surging in Iowa. A new poll showing Paul is within a point of frontrunner Newt Gingrich in Iowa and ahead of Mitt Romney. Kathy Obradovich of the Des Moines Register says Congressman Paul is resonating with voters and reaching out to those who don't normally participate in the caucuses.
People are underestimating him, and now all of a sudden they're surprised that he is within shouting distance of the top.
The Iowa caucus is to be held in less than 3 weeks' time on January 3rd. By the way, Republican presidential hopefuls will get together again tonight for another debate, the final debate before the caucuses. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, it's Andy Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort, where family fun is always guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. Colder temperatures in the east means that snowmaking continues. That's a positive sign with the western mountains. They're waiting on the big snowstorm, but still riding an impressive amount of terrain. Jay Peak in northern Vermont with about 4 Ron's, Wachusett in eastern Massachusetts. 3 trails with some day-night terrain to come. Up to Whiteface in the Adirondacks, almost a dozen runs open. Hunter in the Catskills of New York, a half a dozen trails. They'll host the Mountain Dew Vertical Challenge Fund Race coming up this Saturday. A free fun race for all ages and abilities with a ton of cool prizes given away. Into Colorado, where Wolf Creek is at an impressive 77 trails. They have full operation thanks to a foot and a half of new snow that fell earlier this week. Park City in Utah running up to over 20 trails. The same for Deer Valley. They've scored a recent half a foot of new snow. Jackson Hole, Wyoming, over 50 runs. More details can be found at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, a third straight day of losses for the stock market. The Dow off 131 points, closing at 11,823. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices fell $5.77 a barrel, settling at $94.37. Today is a day that will go down in history. The U.S. officially ending its 8.5-year military campaign in Iraq. A ceremony was held to lower the flag of U.S. forces in Iraq. Speaking in Baghdad, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said U.S. troops are leaving Iraq free from tyranny. He said Iraq has come a long way since the darkest days of the war. If at first you don't succeed, you keep on trying. 18 times since 1960, Russia has tried to launch a robotic mission to Mars. They tried again, and they failed again. The Phobos Grunt spacecraft was launched into Earth orbit in early November, but the probe has since refused to obey commands to fire an engine that would allow it to escape Earth's gravity and send it on the lengthy trip to the Red Planet. And finally, have you heard about that auction of jewels that once belonged to the late Elizabeth Taylor? Auction House Christie's conducting the sale of 80 items from Liz Taylor's collection this week. The bids very high and included this pear-shaped 16th century pearl.
I'm selling it now, Daphne. But
what's so funny?
But this time it's true. $10,500,000.
Oh.
So to you, Raulo, at $10,500,000. Thank you very much.
With the commission, that pearl went for nearly $12 million. The entire collection fetching a record $116 million. Now, if you've never been to an upscale auction like this, the one thing you have to remember is to be very quiet and very still. Otherwise, you can get yourself in trouble, as I did a few years back.
At $24,025.
$26,000. No, I just sneezed. I have allergies. No.
At $26,000.
No.
Right here.
No.
In the right center of the room.
No.
At $26,000.
No.
$27,000 in a new place. On the telephone at $27,000.
Thank goodness.
$500,000 on my left.
No, no, no. I sneeze!
$500,000.
No.
Lesson learned, if you have allergies, don't show up to an auction, or at the very least, step outside. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Buy your book at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Savings start tomorrow in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DuckHeaven.com.